You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time, climate activists, including Friends of the Earth Netherlands, have turned to the courts to demand companies reduce their risk on the environment. The court action was launched on the grounds that oil giant Shell is threatening human rights through its investment in fossil fuels. The Hague District Court judge is Larissa Orwin.
The court has ordered RDS to reduce the emissions of the Shell Group, its suppliers and its customers by net 45% as compared with 2019 levels by the end of 2030 through the corporate policy of the Shell Group.
Shell's current target is to cut down the carbon intensity of its products by at least 6% over the next couple of years. It was aiming for a 20% reduction over the next decade. Now the court says climate change has serious consequences for human rights, so Shell needs to respect that and further slash emissions. Friends of the Earth's lawyer Roger Cox says the verdict is groundbreaking and it could have implications in other jurisdictions.
Royal Dutch Shell will have to reduce its emissions by 2030 almost by half. And that really counts because Shell is a much bigger CO2 polluter than many countries in the world. So that's a good effect.
Mr. Cox believes it is the first time a multinational polluter has received a court order to do its part in the fight against climate change. He insists corporations need to help solve the climate crisis. Friends of the Earth director Donald Poles hopes Shell responds quickly to the decision.
I really hope that Shell recognises the statement, the verdict by the court, and the urgency of climate change, the necessity to act in order to ensure that dangerous climate change does not take place, and just implements the court verdict.
But Shell says it plans to appeal against the ruling. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.